in open public session for item, sorry, number 15, the Wildcat subdivision time extension. And Jill, we're going to start. Brett, you're
it's
up again.
It's my show tonight, sir.
It is. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
This project is also a request for an extension of time for a previously approved tentative subdivision map. That map is to subdivide an approximately 13-acre site into 122 single-family residential lots, an open space parcel, and four landscape parcels. The City Council originally approved the Wildcat subdivision on August 11th, 2015. Per the requirements of the Municipal Code, the approval was conditioned to expire 2 years from the date of approval. That was this August, unless a final map had been issued or an extension approved. The applicant has moved forward with the construction of improvements, including putting in streets, but he has not been able to complete them, and he has to have them completed before he can actually record the map. Hence the request for the extension before you tonight. He submitted his application for an extension on July 20th before the map expired, which stayed expiration until you have the opportunity to act on it. The mitigated declaration was prepared for this project and approved by the council at the same time as the subdivision map. The requested time extension does not result in any environmental impacts beyond those that were previously identified with the project, nor have the circumstances of this project changed in any way that could potentially undermine the findings of the original environmental document. Therefore, staff is recommending that council approve the time extension as requested.
Okay, council, questions? Mr. Patterson?
I happen to drive by this every day, and I would think, I don't know, now I'm thinking, well, this guy, they probably spent the $275 or whatever it is. I mean, they have the walls up, the infrastructure in, but anyways.
So just to further clarify that.
Okay, yeah, because now I'm going to be thinking about that all the time.
So what it is what it provides is that money needs to be spent on to construct, improve, or finance the construction of improvements outside the project boundaries of the tentative map. So all the interior development doesn't count. Needs to be external to the project. So
like sorry. Traffic mitigation measures or those things.
Sorry for not mentioning that first time.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have no questions.
Okay. Questions? No. Vice Mayor? No. Councilwoman Galdo?
I don't think so. The only questions have we had. I didn't get any input from the public or letter in advance. Had anyone else received any?
No, I didn't. I don't have any questions. Any input, comments from the public? Pardon me? I'm going to ask. Is the applicant here? Comment? Okay. All right. I'm going to close public session, bring it back to council. Any deliberation, comments?
I actually sat on the Planning Commission when this came forward, and there are no changes. I supported the project then, and I support it now.
Motion. Same here, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve item 15A as indicated on the agenda, unless there's any further discussion.
I have a motion.
A second.
And a second to extend for time extension for the Wildcat subdivision. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. All right, we're going to open up public session again, and item 16, the Villages at Civic Center time extension. And the Brett Show continues.
Round three.
All I have to move is a gavel.
Sing a little.
All right, Mr. Mayor, council members, this project is also a request for an extension of time for a previously approved entitlement, specifically a tentative subdivision map to divide a 12.45 acre site into 11 single family lots and 54 residential townhome lots with six lots for circulation, recreational facilities, landscaping, and open space conservation area, as well as an oak tree preservation permit to allow the removal of up to 26 oak trees. I would like to note that there is a slight typo in the staff report and the project description in that it says that the project is located west of Rucola Road and east of Lost Avenue. It's actually located east of Rucola Road and west of Lost Avenue. So apologize for that. The council originally approved this project on September 13th, 2005, along with a design review for townhomes. The design review entitlement has since expired. Additionally, the project is now in the Quarry District, and both the single-family residences and the townhomes are subject to architectural guidelines and require a new design review approval. So that will be coming forward to the Planning Commission at a later date. Per the requirements of the Municipal Code, the tentative map and oak tree permit were conditioned to expire 2 years after approval. This project benefited from several automatic extensions of time granted by the state during the recession, which pushed the entitlements out to expiring this year. This is the first request that an applicant or property owner for this site has made for a city extension. I should point out that the applicant talked in his request for an extension about several things that he's working on that are related to this request, but the entitlement before you tonight is the same as the entitlement that was approved originally in September of 2007. No changes. The applicant is talking to us about the design review. He's talking to us about, he's actually made an application to modify the zoning to change some things there to make a product that he feels is more compatible with today's market viable. That will be reviewed as a part of the design review. That change in the zoning will come to you for approval. And he's also talking to staff and the neighbors about some minor modifications to the project itself, the subdivision, that at this point look like they would be substantial compliance, fairly minor tweaks that staff can do at their R level. If it exceeds that, it would certainly have to come back to Planning Commission and Council as a modification. But at this time, what he's talking about doesn't meet that standard. What's before you tonight is to keep the original entitlement alive so that all these other pieces can then follow. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear because there was a little bit of confusion on that issue with some folks. The applicant submitted his request for an extension prior to the expiration, again staying that action until you could look at it. Again, a mitigative negative declaration was prepared. Nothing has changed about the project or the circumstances of the project that would call those findings into question. There was a letter from a neighbor asking that very question, as it turns out. That was in the blue memo that was provided to you tonight, along with a response. Again, staff believes that nothing has changed of significance out there. And with that, we are recommending that the council approve an extension of this project as well.
Okay, would council indulge me to ask the first question here, just to follow up on that, the comments in regards, I think you were referencing the applicant's letter that's, Brett, that's in here.
Yes.
And I had called earlier today to ask some questions about that. Subsequently, I spoke with Mr. Paul Rucola, who's out there tonight, who also asked questions about these items addressed in the letter. And I just, for public record, make sure it's correct. There's areas here, this one here is a removal of the 50% maximum number of two-story units, some other issues here, changing driveway lengths and things. All of those items that listed into this letter, again, clearly those are not any part of what is really before us. It's not modifying the original development.
Agreement, that is right? Correct. Those are the kind of changes that will come back before you as part of the zoning modification.
And I heard you say that, I thought I heard you say some of that might be at staff level changes, and
he is asking for some minor tweaks to building site locations within the original boundaries of development, but possibly reorienting some of the buildings to move them further from some of the existing neighbors, things like that.
To clarify though, zoning will go back through Planning Commission and City Council.
Correct.
That's not the minor things we're talking
about. No, zoning is not the minor things we're talking about.
There'll be a public hearing process, the Planning Commission level and the City Council level.
Okay, and any of those four items listed in the letter would be substantial, I mean, would require?
Can I see the list real quick? The driveway length would be minimal. I think everything else would probably go through the zoning change. But, you know, don't hold me to that till we get all the facts before us.
Right. Okay. Well, I know we just spent a long time talking about changes, and so I just want to be clear and be consistent.
Staff has a very low threshold, generally speaking, for what we consider to be substantial compliance that we can do at our level. And again, anything that we believe exceeds that, the applicant will either have to decide he can live without or go through a modification process, which is a public hearing going to the Planning Commission for recommendation and on to council for approval.
Again, to be clear, that's a future topic for a future day, which yes. will be vetted through the entire process like any other project.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions. Thank you for indulging that. Vice Mayor, questions?
Nope.
I gotta think this one through. 12 years seems like that would meet the significant threshold for me. Not that there's changes, but just to look to see what changes have happened. In 12 years, that's a lifetime in development. So just sheer the, I mean, I get what you say, we're gonna come back. That to me is a reason to look at something, to relook at something and say, 12 years, is this still what we're interested in doing?
You are correct, 12 years is a long time in the development world. However, you have to keep in mind also that the recession happened in the middle of that, and very little happened, especially in that area during that time. And that is when the state was granting automatic extensions, and this project benefited from those as an economic incentive to keep things alive and help things more quickly pick up after the recession ended.
How many years did the state give them in extensions?
The state gave them a total of, I believe it was 6 years.
So even then, we're still 6 more years.
They also benefited from off-site improvements, which gave them another 3. I have a list somewhere, but I don't have it right in front of me.
Yeah, I'm just confused as how did we get to 12 years?
Yeah, they had an original 2. They benefited from several state extensions, and then they had off-site improvements that gave them an automatic additional 3.
The off-site improvements, they went in and removed some of the historic artifacts and donated those to the historical committee, preserved.
So they reached that 275 threshold, but that doesn't give them...
No.
No, that's not that off-site improvement.
No, it's just work that they did on the site, which gave them that additional 3 years, or whatever the time was. That was the type of off-site improvements they did, I believe, is what we're referencing.
Actually, not to contradict, I'm sorry, but in this instance, it was they were able to prove that some of the work that they were required to do off-site as far as road improvements and stuff exceeded the value, which then allowed them to gain the benefit of that time extension in this instance.
But it just seems like that the work that was done originally is outdated.
Staff has looked at the prior entitlements and the environmental document, and in the circumstances specific to this particular situation, we believe it is still valid.
Thank you.
Any other questions here? Is the applicant present and wish to be heard? Okay, anyone from the public? Last chance. Oh, we have a couple.
Mr. Mayor and Council, Paul Rukula, 4035 Winding Lane. After 12 years, it's been quite some time. I would, in your packet,
is your mic on? I'm not sure if your mic is on. Is that on?
Thank you.
Thank you.
In your packet, on page 44, we're talking about Winding Lane. And it talks about the realignment of Winding Lane, and then it talks about the west, that was the old, I can't read it, but it's West Park Drive, east-west drive that went through there. Now, is that road gonna continue to be Winding Lane, or the east-west road was discontinued? I understand that.
Mr. Rukula, unfortunately, I think the pagination on yours is different than ours, so
okay.
If you
this
could
is page. Did I say? I'm sorry. It's 441.
Oh, that's really.
Did I say 144?
That is very different.
Just wanted to keep you guys on top of things. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're worried about on this too.
It's like you've never done this before.
Small number.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
Good question. And you have the time.
Thank you. So anyway, yeah, what I was looking at is it still says east-west road, and I was just curious if it's going to continue to be winding lane instead of east-west road, that portion. And also, we have the subdivision across the street from my house that's going in. That road, how is that, from my understanding, that road in on Winding Lane is going to stop and there's going to be a new corner there. We have an issue already with traffic trying to pass through that area because one of the neighbors has tall bushes and you can't see around the corner.
Yeah, city manager can answer that.
If the question is, are we retaining the name of Winding Lane? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
As the improvements come, we've already alerted the corner landowner that his bushes are protruding into the right-of-way, and he did cut them back, but we've told him that at a certain point in time, they'll have to be cut back much further. So,
great.
Yes, that blind corner will be
addressed.
Resolved.
Great, thank you. And also, 12 years ago, I think the traffic pattern to the in-and-out traffic pattern was going to go down Rucola Road at one time. Now, is it going to, just for verification, it's going to go through Woodside?
For this particular project, as before us tonight, there are no changes. The developer may come forward with some recommendations for changes, which will be heard at a later date and be considered both by the public and the Planning Commission, and then ultimately the City Council. But as for right now, there's no changes.
No changes. So it's existing, so the traffic pattern's the same.
Right. So if there are any potential changes, and some of those, they've had preliminary discussions between the developer and the citizens, but nothing's final until it's final. And we're not final, other than what we had before us.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening again. I'm Diane Rucola Bell. And I'm kind of relieved to hear it was confusing from the agenda. You're just extending the 2004 approved plan that went through the City Council and Planning Commission. Since then, we've had meetings with the people that are tentatively going to buy the land that hasn't happened yet. Is that correct?
I believe they have purchased it, but don't hold me to that.
And we kind of met with them and we saw where they changed the outlet of the traffic instead of going down Rucola Road, and I think that was a vast improvement. But I'd like to say that from the original plan, what he wants to do is not just tweaking it. There are some major changes from the approved plan. For example, the approved plan said you could have 50%. It said you had to have 50% of the townhouses had to be one story. So the originally approved plan, they had shown townhouses with one story on each end, which made it very much more compatible with the single family homes. Well, they want to change it so they're 100% two story. That to me isn't a tweak, that's a biggie. But they had some other things that were good about what they want to do. So I'm glad this is going to come back to the Planning Commission and City Council, because we don't want to be locked in like the last development. Hey, it was approved once, can't change it. So I think it can be a good project, but we need to make sure that it is compatible and make sure the traffic's taken care of. And I appreciate the city working with us and giving us a chance to talk to the potential developers.
Thank you.
Good Good evening. I'm Roysanne Rukula-Burks. I live on Winding Lane. Only thing I would say about this project is it's a really old one. We've battled this out. Our whole neighborhood is very old residents, 30 years and longer. A lot of us live in that neighborhood. When we battled it out with a lot of different developers through the years, all the neighbors really participated, and a lot of them are here tonight again. I would say we have met with the developer. He does have some good ideas for tweaking some of the things that are making some of the neighbors happy about single stories and different things. The road's talking about being changed. But this is kind of confusing a little bit, coming in here tonight, have an extension on something that's 2004. So we're kind of ending up agreeing to something that is not what we last talked about. So we just want to make sure that we're not going to get stuck out here later on with some project that's totally different than what we talked about with the developers. So if we need to go back to City Council, Planning Commission, because it turns out a lot different, we would like that to happen. If we get what we want, you know, and it's small tweaks or something, then that's a different story. But we just don't want to be put out there where all of a sudden we end up in a position where they say, oh, it's just approved.
Can I comment on that? Thank you. And I want to just say that I agree wholeheartedly with you, and you're addressing the issues of process. Not only you may like to have it come back to you, but it has to come back to you. And that's because it's the law requires, and there's a process, and that's why following the processes makes
safe.
Yeah, well, it makes it critical in order to do this job, to run the city. So I appreciate those comments. And City Manager, yes, you have a...
You said it better than I did.
Okay, well, not really, it's late. But, all right, anyone else?
It is late, and I'm tired, but I'll make it quick. My name is Dan Meeker. I live on Lost Avenue. It's been a long 12, 13 years of several developers and trying to find a common ground that would be fair to all of us. As long as they stick with what we all agreed on and all argued with for years and years, and spent 11, 12 a night. I mean, we spent a lot of nights here. So long as they agree to what we all fought for, then we won't, object to it and what have you. But we really would like this new people that are here to really take a very good in-depth look at it, and make their own decision, their own determination too. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. And again, like any project, if somebody buys it, they inherit the agreement, the development agreement, and. The public will be notified, and as is it with any project that comes before the city. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. I'll bring it back. Council, any deliberation, comments, or
one question for Brent?
Or questions.
So some of the changes that were brought up by the public about changing one stories to two stories and road alignments, that is something that would definitely trigger coming back to council. That's not a staff level change, or is it?
Some of the items they talked about, such as the one-story restriction, are not part of the subdivision map. Those are part of the zoning. The zoning will definitely come back to the council for approval for any changes. Some of the road alignments, depending on what and where, may fall as substantial compliance or may trigger having to come back through a modification process. I should point out that anytime staff makes a determination about a substantial compliance, the public has the right to disagree with that and to appeal that onto Planning Commission or Council if staff.
Council, let me just say, we understand the significance of this project and the passion of the residents live out there. I'm not going to tread on that line. We're going to err on the side of over-communicating, over-involvement. So I know those ladies. They're tough. So we're going to be okay.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
And I will give credit to the new developer because he has reached out and had several meetings individually and collectively to begin his process. And as was indicated, there's some good things and there's some bad things and there's some give and take things, and all those will get worked out as we come back through the process.
Okay, any other questions?
Mr., is the applicant here?
No, I had asked the applicant.
No, I'm sorry, I missed that. This is messy. We're looking to approve something that we know isn't going to be the plan because it looks like they're going to have some better options, but I don't know why I would approve this if that's not even what's going to happen. And quite honestly, I mean, I can't help but compare the two we've discussed recently. 12 years is a lifetime to me. We've given them plenty of opportunity to develop this piece. It's the information I feel like is outdated after 12 years. So it's just not something that I just feel like this is, we've given them a significant time, that the information's likely outdated and it's something that we should start over from scratch because they're already talking about major changes. So why would we approve this if it's gonna come back changed?
May I suggest one answer to that? Mm-hmm. If you don't, then the entire process has to start all over again, and it could go a lot different direction than they talked about all the hours and years they spent. You'd start from scratch. They kind of have a sense where the developer's wanting to go, and as my understanding, they're close to an agreement because they're not that major of a change. It may be, but that's a decision you have to make. But the bottom line is if you start over, then if you deny it, then you do have to start over, and it could look a lot different at the end of the day and go through another big process.
Yeah, and if I could just add a couple other things, is again, the extension gives, to Rick's point, the extension gives the opportunity to go through and get those approvals, as Rick's been discussing. Otherwise, you start completely over. The other thing is, the city really hasn't given them any time to this point. All of the extensions that were given were either by virtue of what the MAP Act already grants, vis-a-vis the off-site improvements, or were by the state legislature passing bills that granted time. So this is the very first time where it's come before the city for the city to consider granting of an extension.
Joe?
So this is interesting how things work. The reason why I am comfortable extending this particular item is because this seems to be something that was, as we said, till midnight, working on and coming to an agreement to. So this is something I feel especially important that we don't blow it up right now and that we stick with this plan. And if there's changes, it's got to come through the entire process. And if we don't like them, they got this plan and they can decide to move forward with that or not.
Okay. Vice Mayor?
Well, I'm going to concur with Councilmember Patterson in that I have to say Diane did a wonderful job. She put together an amazing packet of information for me to help educate me on what had transpired in this area. And Paul has spent time talking about it. And when we look at the intent again is to take a project that we know, again, our residents spent a tremendous amount of time providing us with direction, coming up with something they felt comfortable with. Now we're saying we want to move that forward with an understanding that there may be changes that occur given that someone has purchased that property, but those discussions are taking place with our residents. It's also going to come through the standard process with our planning commission and through the council. So we're going to have a tremendous amount of discussion. This provides us with the opportunity to move forward with what we already have without going back and having someone who's now purchased this saying, well, I just want to change everything. And then we just clear it. There's no picture there. It's just a blank sheet. And I don't believe, based on what I've heard this evening, that that's the desire. The desire is for discussion, for understanding, and to come to an agreement on what we move forward with. And I think this extension gives us that opportunity, so I certainly support that.
Okay, I think I concur with everything I heard, including Jill, your comments about the 12 years, and I recognize that 12 years is a long time compared to some of the other time frames we've talked about. But again, getting back to the process and the analysis, I haven't been persuaded that there's been any significant changes, and that the time element, certainly it's anecdotal, I think, and things do change in time, but I have not been able to identify anything that's changed significantly. And so I would be comfortable with proceeding for many of the other, or approving the extension for many of the other comments that were already made.
And I certainly don't want to interfere if they've worked out a plan. It's the cleanliness of this for me. I'm not feeling like I'm approving a project that is what's going to be built. That concerns me.
I know that's fair, but I mean, recognize that any project can go through a process to be amended or changed. Same process, same time, same way for everyone. That's why we live within those rules.
Well, and I'm sure they realize the last thing I want to do is interrupt where we get to a good place. I just feel like, especially in light of the one we just had a conversation over, this seems like a significant change. And I'd like it done cleanly, because I'm afraid that I'm approving something that then, how do we know that you'll get those changes, I guess? They have to come back to make the changes, but they wouldn't have to come back if he doesn't make the changes, right?
You know they're not going to get the changes because we honor the process. The process does not allow for changes. These changes, and staff acknowledge that these changes in the letter were significant enough that would require, trigger that process, Planning Commission, City Council, the whole ball of wax.
I so apologize that I'm sticking on this. We're going to approve this, but we know they're going to come back and request changes.
They can request all they want.
Because if not, then there's a process.
There's no guarantee any of the changes go through, and if they don't, they still have this project.
But then they get this.
Yeah.
And you don't. And this is not what the neighbors want.
Sure, they do.
This.
They hashed it out over 12 years ago till midnight.
I'm hearing the same. Comments that there's a level of comfort with what was approved many years ago.
Right. Their concerns are changes that don't go through the process. That one stories go to two stories without any public hearing, from what I gathered.
Unfortunately, speaking of processes, we've closed the public hearing, so sorry. Catch me afterwards. Anyone else? Well, we have before us an extension request.
Is that 17A or just
16A?
16.
All right. Make a motion to approve item 16A. Oh, actually, time out. Sorry. No. I'm just going to make a motion to approve item 16A.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second for item 16A. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
All right. Motion carries 4-1. All right. We're going to open up public hearing again, item 17. And thank you for your patience to the applicant, especially for the consultants who might be on billable hours. I apologize, it's been a longer meeting. All right, Mr. Finney, it's yours, you're up.
Now to the project that we thought would be controversial. Mr. Mayo, council members, this application is a request for reapproval of entitlements to allow a tentative subdivision map to create 119 residential lots and 3 common area lots for circulation, recreational facilities, and landscaping, and a design review to approve the design of multifamily townhouses and associated site layout and landscaping. This project is generally located south of Stamford Ranch Road between Sunset Boulevard and Plaza Drive. The project site is one of the remaining vacant portions of the partially developed Crossroads Shopping Center. The proposed tentative subdivision map, The proposed tentative subdivision map reapproval would create 119 residential townhouse lots and 3 common area lots, as I mentioned. Entitlements for this project were first approved by City Council on October 28th, 2014.
along with a general plan amendment, general development plan amendment, rezone, zoning ordinance amendment, and a mitigated negative declaration of environmental impacts. At that time, the council unanimously approved the project as recommended by staff and the Planning Commission. Since the project was first approved, the applicant recorded the first phase of the project, creating three commercial parcels and the 7.2-acre parcel on which the townhome project is to be built. The applicant submitted documents and improvement plans for review and approval to construct the townhome project and record the final map. While the improvement plans were between rounds of review and comment, the expiration date for the original approvals passed before either the applicant or city realized. As the applicant has diligently worked to move forward with this project, staff recommends that the project modified to remove the recorded phase one commercial parcels be reapproved pursuant to the draft resolutions of approval provided as a part of this packet. A mitigated negative declaration of environmental impacts was previously approved by the council for this project. The requested reapproval does not result in any environmental impacts beyond those that were previously identified, and there have not been any changes in the project site, surrounding area, or regulatory environment that would affect the conclusions of that evaluation. The design review entitlement for the project approved architectural design. The buildings utilize a mix of stucco, brick, and lap siding with shake profile. Concrete tile roofing is shown in these representative elevations. Subject to the recommended conditions of approval, the Planning Commission and staff recommend approval of the project. I would like to clarify and make very clear the conditions of approval are the same as was originally put on the project. The only things that are different are things that applied only to the commercial properties that have already been recorded. So the resolution was pruned, if you will, to remove those that are no longer relevant, as was the map to prune off those lots that were already recorded. Those are the only changes. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Vice Mayor? Council Member Gallardo? Questions of staff?
No, not right now.
Council Member Janda? No. Patterson? I probably have a question, but I know the applicant is here and has been here. So I'm sure would like to address the council. He does billable hours.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Marcus LaDuca, 3200 Douglas Boulevard. On behalf of owner-builder Golden State Lumber, I'm pleased to be before you with the recommendation for approval from your staff and the unanimous recommendation of the Planning Commission for a project that you approved 1 month shy of 3 years ago. The Stanford Terrace project will be a benefit both to nearby businesses, add to the city's housing stock, and develop the rear portion of a parcel that's been vacant for quite some time. As staff just mentioned in their staff report, since the time of the approval 3 years ago, the final map has been recorded for the overall property. The three commercial parcels created, one has been sold to a car wash that's being constructed near America's Tire. A second parsel was deeded to Umpqua Bank that they had been looking to help with their site circulation and the edge of their parking. And a third parcel that's in between the bank and Starbucks is being currently marketed to commercial users. Again, as staff mentioned, while the improvement plans were being processed, the map and the entitlements inadvertently expired, and so it's, as it's phrased in the agenda, we're back before you for reapproval of a project that you've already approved, or in the immortal words of Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again. My client has continued to process the improvement plans to move forward to be able to construct the project, record a final map, pending approval by this body of the project that's been submitted to you. Again, the project is unchanged from 3 years ago. The project, when it was coming forward, was really looking to provide a connection and provide more residences on the site a nearby existing commercial within walking distance of existing commercial and the new commercial uses being developed on Stanford Ranch Road. The adjacent project, Rockland Ridge Townhomes, was also built and is owned by Golden State Lumber. So this, in essence, becomes a second phase, if you will, of that project. It's using the same design, the same materials for consistency purposes. As that project, this project will also have the recreational amenities of a pool, a recreation building, and a tot lot. When we went through the first time with your staff to the commission and this council, there was a lot of time spent on making sure this project blended in and was a benefit both to future residents of the project, but also to our adjacent commercial uses. So a lot of time was spent on design, landscaping, the masonry wall, lighting, pedestrian and vehicular circulation to try to make sure that all worked. As we went through the project design, the one thing that was added along with the cross parcel driveway that connects the commercial uses at America's Tire all the way over to Crossroads Shopping Center, there was added a sidewalk and additional landscaping. What that did is push the entire project back in the site. So we have a situation that you had a very tight site to begin with become even tighter. So we got to a point of almost a zero-sum game. Any changes to the site plan at this point ripple through the project. So it was something that we're trying to solve a lot of different issues. We made it all work, and we're pleased that we went through the last time with approvals from both the Planning Commission and this body. This project will be managed by an HOA in terms of maintenance, just like the Rockland Ridge Townhomes project. Again, you have the same owner of both projects. In our prior conversations with the manager at Starbucks and with the leasing agent for the Crossroads Shopping Center, they were very excited about the project and coming forward, wanted to know when it was going to get started because of just the energy and the future patrons that will be developed or be living right next door to them and actually within walking distance. So with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions. We would ask after your deliberations tonight that you approve the project as presented to you and as conditioned both by your staff and the Planning Commission. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Questions of the applicant?
You could probably put in a second Starbucks in that other commercial lot. If the Starbucks person is looking for more business, that's a busy one. So okay. I support another Starbucks in the same location.
I will absolutely pass along to my client.
Anyway, Mr. Vice Mayor, question?
On the your green space, I guess, is what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. What I thought when I originally looked at recreation area was green space, but it's actually then going to be some kind of a rec building?
Yeah, there's a rec building, there's a pool, there's a rec building, and a tot lot.
And how, I guess, I mean, there is no other open space in here other than the pool.
Well, there's the pool playground. And the tot lot. So for children, that can smaller children can use the tot lot. The recreation building will have various uses within that to be able to allow residents to conduct a variety of activities in the pool area with a deck for
Brett,
folks to be there also.
Can you go back to the colored version? You can see some green belts throughout the project. You see the trees on the interior, and everywhere you see green is green belts.
We added a lot of landscaping. Again, as we pushed back into the site, added more landscaping because that was a request during the last round. At the front of the project, for example, we added landscaping on both sides of the wall. The desire was to try to tone down lighting and then also provide a greener and softer view of that. As every time we did that and expanded those areas, it pushed back further in the site. We had to then make sure we met fire department requirements, solid waste requirements relative to turning movements. And so we don't have a spare inch left on the project site just because of how the site got designed, and we tried to address issues that were raised to us during the last process.
What's the size of that pool and recreation area?
The building is 3,000 square feet, and what's the pool? We built it actually a little bit larger for this project on the basis that you don't know how many kids you're going to get and the usage. Sometimes these pools aren't used a lot, and sometimes you're in, if especially with younger families, it's used an enormous amount. So it was built a little bit bigger than you would typically for 119 units.
And then that's deck area around it, so not
correct.
Not grass area. And then these are going to be rentals for first 10 years, as
correct.
I understand?
Yeah, they're built to townhouse condominium standards because of our wonderful system in the state with a very long statute of limitations and those kind of things for attached housing product. And we're seeing more of this all throughout the region and the state, is they're built for a period of time and rented out, after which the owner then has this, the option of being able to sell them if he so chooses.
And then are any of these going to be our low-income or subsidized income lots?
These are all market rate rentals. We have no rent levels yet. We're not at a point of even being able to go out to the marketplace relative to financing. So, and then you have to go out and bid the project. So until you actually bid the project and award a bid, you don't know how much the project's actually going to even cost. So at this point, it's a straight market rate project, as was the same project that was approved last time.
Thank you.
Question for you, Mr. LaDuca. When I know, when having gone through this approval last time, I was very impressed with the effort that was put into creating the walkability, and you've addressed that a bit in your comments, but again, that hasn't changed.
No, there's been absolutely no changes. To be able to, again, it was not just to move people from the commercial parcels over to Crossroads, but to allow ease of access for residents to be able to walk out. And that's one of the reasons, I think, why the Crossroads folks are so excited, because people aren't going to have to drive over to be able to go get coffee or go to a restaurant or the dry cleaners. They can just walk on over there. And that was the whole idea. And your staff worked very hard with my client to make sure that the circulation worked, not just for vehicles, but really worked for pedestrians.
And go ahead.
Also walkability from their previous project, right? I mean, I think we.
Well, there's not a formal connection. There. There's a service road there, but there's not a formal connection that goes there.
Are there walkways? It looks
service
like on
road.
The bottom of the
there's
project that connects
service road
with the Stanford Terraces.
There are. It's a service drive.
Oh, okay.
People can access but through the service
yeah,
drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then,
sorry.
No, that's all fine. And then also, a lot of attention was paid to the walls, and you know, we really dread having to put these masonry walls. And you addressed that by.
Well, the idea was we needed a masonry wall at the front for noise purposes, for to deal with both America's Tire traffic on Stanford Ranch Road. So you had to have a masonry wall that actually wrapped around the front of the project. And so the idea was, how do we soften that? And so it was adding landscape, very lush landscaping, a wider landscape strip, and to try to help with the walkability rather than having people walk on a drive aisle, which you really don't want to do. The idea was to add the sidewalk, and so we pushed backwards to create the landscape setback and have a sidewalk that goes all the way from the one end of the project all the way over to the far end to be able to walk into the Crossroads Shopping Center.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Mr. LaDuca?
Yeah, just quickly, of course, it's always concerning when something expires, because we kind of miss that, right? So time frame for moving forward if...
Well, we still have to finish the improvement plans. It's really a function of, you know, at this point, going back out to the marketplace, because we sort of had a hiatus here, to the financial marketplace for financing. So we'll go back out after if we get approval tonight. We have to go out to the lenders and see what the financing terms will be to be able to move forward. And the desire is to do it shorter, sooner rather than later, and not you know, be under the, as soon as we can be under construction.
Okay, well, that's pretty broad, though. I mean, and I'm not going to hold you to it, but I mean, do we have a general sense? Do you think in the next year? You think in the next?
Yeah, I mean, the desire, the object would really be to try to get to the in the next year to be able to final the map, produce improvement plans, final the map, and then go out to the marketplace. And then there's other aspects of the world trying to get labor to work on commercial and multifamily projects is getting tougher and tougher. So the best laid plans of mice and men, sometimes you can't deliver at the time you want to, but obviously the desire is moving forward. My client's in, halfway through another project, another part of the state, and they continue to work through their projects because the sooner they deliver them to the market, the sooner they can actually finish the project, start renting it out, and at that point, you start getting seeing some return on a very long-term investment.
Well, thank you for that, and I had the opportunity to sit on the Planning Commission at the time that this was brought forward, and the walkability that was already discussed, and looking at both of the sidewalk areas that are directly accessible to the retail that's located to the east, and when you're looking at this, I mean, you did a great job on that, and my question on just when is just, I'd love to see that in there because it would certainly help the retail there as well, but also providing housing that is being sought here in Rockland, so thank you.
Well, your staff really worked very well with us, making sure that was a primary objective of the project, to make sure it was a walkable project and really linked up to the adjacent retail uses, both in front of us that aren't built yet, one of which is, but others that aren't, and also to Crossroads.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, any other questions?
Just want to disclose that I communicated with him and no decisions were made.
Okay, I too had an email, I believe, sent to ask if I had any questions, and my response was no decisions were made. Thank you. Anyone else?
As did I, Mr. Mayor. Okay. Email exchange only.
As did
for the
I.
Reminder, as did I.
Yep.
Well,
we
someone's
got,
very
we
thorough.
All got your email.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right, and go to the public. Anyone from the public? Comments? Questions? All right, close the public hearing. Bring it back and for deliberation, but you have a question for our city attorney. Just since we've talked a lot about process, could you explain legally the distinction between a time extension and kind of a reapproval? I understand the description difference, but.
So I think the terminology of reapproval is staff's method of just really letting the council know that this project has been through the process previously. And even though the entitlements expired, it was fully vetted last time through, and nothing's changed except for just a complete reapproval. So unlike an extension, if the council did have a desire to modify conditions, you would have that opportunity. So legally, it's no different than the initial project approval.
I would also add the difference between this and the extension is this went through the Planning Commission again, too.
I was just going to ask, is that why this went through the planning? Because it is a reapproval, sort of rehearing the whole thing soup to nuts.
That's correct, right?
All right, thank you.
All right, if I may.
Please.
We can take these together, the tentative map and the design review together.
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay.
Well, with that, I will make a motion to approve item 17, Stamford Terrace reapproval items A and B.
I'll second.
Right. All right, we have a motion to approve 17 Stamford Terrace reapproval, A and B. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you very much.
Okay, how are we all doing? Ready? Keep moving. Item 18, resolution of the City Council of the City of Rockland establishing the Council Administration Ad Hoc Committee, presentation by Councilmember Patterson.
I actually forgot about this a little bit. Well, I gave everybody a memo. It's in your packet. I just want to do what Rick does. I gave everybody a package. I had a conversation with the mayor about, whether we could sort of do this informally, like some other things. But I just wanted to present it as an option to pass it as an official resolution, and we could sort of debate it, I guess, if whether it's informal or formal. The city attorney did say that there's no legal requirement that this has to be a formal resolution. We could do it informally, but this was something that I thought, I'd like to see, sort of an official thing that the council does over the next 18 months or so, and so that's why I present the resolution you see here. The city attorney did, he basically wrote it, so I made some little changes to it, so thanks for his work.
So before us is, again, it's a 12, but just it's just solidifying or codifying, if you will, 12 months.
18.
I think it's 12 months.
Oh, I thought I...
In here, but I think we could certainly extend that if we need,
Yeah, actually I was, maybe I did send a change over actually with, maybe I sent the wrong version over, but I did suggest changing it to 18 months only because, you know, sort of get us through the next year, over the next year, get us past 20.
Okay, I don't have any particular heartache over 12 or 18 months. I mean, I think the bigger question is to say, when are you done? How do you determine when you've finished is probably the more significant issue. And actually, Councilmember Janda and I had kind of started this process a couple years ago now, and it got a lot going. So I don't have any heartburn one way or the other personally, 18 months, 12 months. The main thing is we form the committee and we start having more of these conversations with the entire council and solidifying some of these issues.
Right. Is there any intention to sort of come back monthly, you know, every other meeting or somewhat frequently?
Every month for 18 months.
To kind of give us an idea
every
of
every
if things are moving and if you are making
I think,
recommendations.
Yeah, I think if you would give Councilmember Patterson and me the opportunity to you know, formulate a game plan and strategy, we'd probably come back and certainly seek a lot of input, and we'll figure that out as we go.
Okay.
It does require periodic reports under Section 3 of the
resolution.
Yeah, okay. As we do with any committee, frankly. But
yeah, okay, great.
Okay. Anyone from the public, comments at this late hour? Okay. Then I think we need a formal vote to approve the resolution.
You want me to make a motion? You want to make
as long as you change it to 18 months, go ahead.
Okay, you got it. I will make a motion to approve resolution of the City Council of the City of Rockland establishing the Council Administration Ad Hoc Committee, modifying the term from 12 months to 18 months.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any chance of going 19 months? No, kidding. All right, we have a motion and a second for 18 months. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, and thank you for your work on that. All right, ordinances 19. There we go. There's Michael. How are you?
Good. Good evening, Honorable Mayor and Council Members. Michael Green, Human Resource Manager with the City of Rockland. Staff is recommending to introduce an ordinance of the City Council, the City of Rockland, authorizing an amendment to the contract between the Board of Administration of the California Public Retirement System and the City of Rockland for local miscellaneous and local safety members and management confidential group for Section 20516 employee cost sharing. And we are also recommending to waive the full reading of the ordinance and continue to the next regular meeting for adoption. On June 27, 2017, resolution number 2017-58 adopted the rules, regulations, benefits, and policies relating to employee relations between management and confidential employees in the City of Rockland. And within Article 12, there was a provision that effective January 6, 2018, all management confidential miscellaneous employees and all management public safety employees should contribute 1% of salary towards the employer's retirement contribution. On September 12, 2017, the resolution of intention to approve an amendment to the contract between the Board of Administration of CalPERS and the City of Rockland for cost sharing was approved by City Council. In order to amend the CalPERS contract to enable cost sharing, so the additional 1% contribution is credited to the employee's account, Government Code 20474 required a secret ballot election. So on September 13, 2017, the secret ballot election took place among the management and confidential safety and miscellaneous employees. Of the five management safety employees eligible to vote, two voted yes, zero voted no, and three did not vote. Of the 39 miscellaneous management and confidential employees that were eligible to vote, 23 voted yes, 0 voted no, and 16 did not vote. So if the first reading of the ordinance is passed and adopted tonight, the second and final reading of the ordinance would take place on October 10th, and the ordinance would be effective November 9th, 2017, and the effective date of the contract amendment will be January 6th, 2018. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have at this time.
Council, Vice Mayor?
No questions.
Anyone? No, I do not either. Thank you for staying late tonight. I assume you didn't think you'd be here this late. But
No problem.
Thank you. All right, any comments from the public? Right. We have a ordinance before us.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 19 as indicated in the agenda.
Okay. That's the way to do it. Streamline that. Okay. We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Okay. A motion and a second for the ordinance. Here, I'll read it. No. Item 19. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. All right. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Reports from city officials. City manager report. Anything to add? Thank you. It was very thorough, and there's some meaty things in there. I know we'll be talking about more of those on Friday at our workshop. City attorney. You've talked a lot tonight, and you talked out. Future agenda items, future strategic planning items, public financing authority, no action. City Council acting as successor agency, no action. We are going to item the conference labor negotiations. We're going to, we didn't discuss, we are going to table, we're going to do
so
something.
I think what we're going to do is go into closed session on the conference with legal counsel and anticipated litigation.
The other matter is we're not meeting.
And the other matter will be handled at a future meeting.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that is that clear? Any comments or input from the public? Okay, we were going into closed session. The time is 9:16.